This is Jim Speary. It's March 20th, 2012, Forward Operating Base Edinburgh. I'm with another New Mexico National Guard person serving here in Afghanistan. Ma'am, please tell me your name.
Sergeant Amanda Montoya.
And Sergeant Montoya, tell me what you do in your job here in Afghanistan.
My primary MOS is a 15 Papa, which is an operations specialist, but I do a little bit of everything. I'm also ALSI qualified, and I just do a lot of other stuff.
Well, I understand that the operations folks keep everybody in check, and if without the operations, nothing gets done. Am I correct?
That's correct. We're considered the dispatchers, so we take the missions and push them out to our pilots.
How long have you been in the National Guard?
I've been in 7.5 years.
And ma'am, I know it's not polite, but I need to ask, how old are you?
I am 24.
And so you joined at a very young age, am I correct?
Yes, I joined straight out of high school, senior year.
And whose idea was that?
Mine.
And how do you like it so far?
I love it. I love our mission and I love what we do. So I'm thinking of making a career out of it. I'm actually probably going to transfer and go to the medical side. I'm looking into pharmacy, so probably do a direct commission of some sort and see if I could get back in as an officer.
Do you have family you'd like to say hello to?
Yes, I have my 4-year-old daughter. I love her so, so much. Her name is Sierra Carice, and she is my world and my light, and she gives me the strength to get through each day, and I miss her and can't wait to get home to her.
And where do you call home?
I'm originally from Cuesta, New Mexico. That's where my parents currently live, and I am in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
So you're from up north, up in Cuesta, where it's really cold in the winter and beautiful in the summer, right?
Correct. A lot different than being out here. Everybody says that Afghanistan looks like New Mexico, but I'm from northern New Mexico, and this is not what it looks like. We have mountains and green trees, so...
Nothing green out here lately.
No. Just little patches. Only when you fly, though.
What would you like to tell people back home or anywhere that they're listening about your experience in doing your job here in Afghanistan at this time in history?
Just that, not to take our armed forces for granted. Doing the mission that we do and being able to go out and help save the lives of Marines that are fighting for our country, it means a lot to me, and I think that everybody should be able to respect the fact that we put our lives on the line and to understand that freedom isn't free. And I know it's just a saying, but it's a very heartfelt saying to me, and I feel that everybody should live by that and understand that our U.S. soldiers are here, not because we want to be, but yes, because we want to be, but more so because we want to keep our country safe.
Very good, ma'am. One final question. Who is a big influence in your life that has helped you make it through this kind of deployment?
My biggest inspiration, of course, is my daughter. The other is my mom. She is my stepmother, but she's been my mother since I was 3. And she's raised me and taught me to treat people the way we would want to be treated and to learn to care for people regardless of who they are and where they are and what they do.
And this is the last question, and I know you got to go. It is Women's History Month, and you're female serving here in Afghanistan in the war zone, participating in saving lives of our soldiers and our Marines. What would you tell the next young lady that's 17 or 18 years old, getting out of high school, about a career option of the National Guard?
I would say to not let anybody send you and say that you can't do it, because you can. You're no different than men in this career, and you are able to be whatever it is that you want to be regardless of what anybody says. So just to be strong and to follow your heart and do what you want to do.
Ms. Montoya, thank you very much for taking time out to speak with us, and thanks for your time that you've served here, and have a safe flight home.
Thank you, sir.
This is Jim Speary, Forward Operating Base Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan, March 20th, 2012.